Yeah, Sean busted him a couple times. He was jamming, I forgot what frequency, what he was jamming. Oh, a D-Star. He was jamming on D-Star, and Sean caught him.
Yeah, do you remember, so I listen at the most ironic times sometimes. You know, this is going back a few years, but do you remember when you were having a problem, Jim, with those guys on 146.52? They were like south and west of here, Oak Park or something like that. You remember those guys? You remember that argument you were having with those guys?
Yeah, you know, it was just, I was trying to prove a point. You know, it's just a band plan. You know, it's a band plan, and it's not carved in stone that, you know, 520 is the calling frequency. Well, that's just a band plan. That's just, you know, people in the area. You can talk anywhere you want, basically, and I was proving a point. And everybody got upset over it. You know, their panties got ruffled.
Yeah, but my point is, I tuned into this argument, which I never really listened there, but I must have been meandering between frequencies on the VFO. I very, very, very seldom program bona fide channels in on my radios, right? Always the VFO knobs scanning the bands. And I run into this thing going on out there. And then I hear somebody keying up going, "Ayo." I recognize the voice. It was none other than KBHGFF. He never identified, but he was hurling insults your way.